Chapter 39. Because of the time difference, it was 1 hour earlier back in England than in France. At Harrowsfield, Professor Mallory sat fully dressed at a desk in the small study adjacent to his bedroom. He was prepared to work through the night on a new project that would follow after the successful completion of the Feder-Kutchen matter. He puffed his pipe and sent acrid plumes of smoke to the stained ceiling. A light rain started falling as the professor finally set aside the journal in which he was making notations and sat back in his chair, lost in thought. He heard a tap at the door.
Yes?
It's me, Professor, said Liza. He rose from the chair as she opened the door. She was dressed in a long nightgown with a beige wool robe over the top. Her hair hung down to her shoulders. Slippers covered her feet.
Is everything all right?
He asked. She sat down on a small, worn leather couch across from him as he retook his seat. I just heard from Witt. He and Reggie have confirmed the site, and the details have been worked out for the final phase.
That's excellent.
He studied her.
But you look concerned.
It was something in Witt's voice. He sounded upset, so I called Reggie and spoke to her. She also sounded upset, but when I pushed her on what was the matter, she refused to talk about it. When I tried ringing Witt back, he didn't answer.
So, you think they might have had a row?
It seems so, and it couldn't have come at a worse time. Mallory put his pipe aside, wandered over to the window, and looked out past the rain-splattered glass.
Did you contact Dominic, too?
No. He and Witt are rooming together, so I didn't think he could be candid, and I don't want to create even more tension. Mallory clasped his hands behind his back and stared moodily out into the dark.
I should have anticipated this. I should have had Witt remain behind and sent either Caldwell or perhaps David Hamish with Dominic. Witt has resentment, a great deal more than I had thought, apparently.
You don't think that will interfere with him performing his duties?
If I had the answer to that, I wouldn't be worried, would I?
She glanced over at his desk. Burning the midnight oil again?
I seem to do my best thinking after dark.
Any word on further funding? Surprised, he turned to her.
Why? What have you heard?
Folks know it takes a lot to keep this place functioning. It's not like we do this for money, but people are paid some wages, and the upkeep here. And then there's the mission expense. The rent on the villa where Reggie is staying is quite staggering. It all adds up.